Starting this Thursday, smoking will be banned in all of Syracuse's public housing. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the decision comes after a recommendation made by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which may institute the ban nationwide.
Francine Whitman lives in one of the public housing complexes in Syracuse, and she's not thrilled about the smoking ban.
They're not going to have the smoking police, but they're going to go where our neighbors complain. I think that could cause some animosity amongst our neighbors.
Residents were given more than a year's notice of the changes. Some are for it, some are against it, and some have already moved out. Bill Simmons, the executive director of the Syracuse Housing Authority, says within the next year, it is likely that public housing nationwide will be mandated to go smoke-free.
Many of our residents, especially the elderly, have breathing issues, whether it's asthma or emphysema or some of those concerns. And with the new Americans with Disabilities Act, we have to accommodate reasonable requests to have a smoke-free environment.
The initiative also includes a ban on electronic vapor cigarettes. Residents that violate the rule could face a variety of warnings, potential fines, and ultimately eviction. The Syracuse Housing Authority has about 2,300 units of public housing. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.